Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
I'm just looking at my audio folder here, Sid, because we get toward the end of the show. I still have a lot of things that I have not shared, and there are some good candidates here for audio cut of the day, and a couple of things that I haven't even touched on. You know, I haven't even made my confession about Dancing with the Stars yet. I was going to do that right before Sue's news. I watched the whole finale last week.
Yeah, why?
Well, here's why. Natalie, Evan's girlfriend, Idris, my grandson's mom, she's super into Dancing with the Stars, right? So we wanted to accommodate her. Now, I could have been in another room, but I wanted to hang out with her and Idris
and my son.
But here's the other thing. My daughter and my wife have been watching all season because of this Alex Earl chick. Do you know who she is?
I don't.
Huge
I'm looking.
Huge following on social media.
Alex Earl.
Yeah. I don't even know how to describe her outside of being an influencer, but like a big influencer. And I kind of liked her on the show. And by the way, I think she should have won. She didn't win. It was what was the crocodile dude, Steve?
Oh,
Steve
yeah,
Irwin,
yeah,
his
yeah.
son,
his son won.
Who is so phony with his smile and cheesy. He won. Alex and her partner, I think, should have won because I thought that they were better. But she is the niece of one of my wife's best friends.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
Becky held Alex Earl when she was just an infant
to
be.
That's crazy.
So they are fans because I never knew who she was until a couple years ago, and then I looked at her followers, and she's got to be a money churning machine because think of it, she's got contracts and things that she does, but every piece of content that goes on Instagram or TikTok, she's got gazillions of followers, so her payday is literally by the minute.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, some of these people have gotten to the point where they're so big on social media and they're making so much money, it's a lot more than Hollywood stars.
Does she endorse products?
Yeah, yeah, in an influencer type of way, absolutely. But I kind of, you know, it was funny because I didn't know much about her and I've never met her, but I liked her when I heard her talk on Dancing with the Stars. I'd never really heard her say anything. I'm like, well, she's got a very likable personality.
Ah, that's it.
But I was sitting there doing all the judging and I called it exactly right until the finish. I didn't think Steve Irwin's kid should have won because he was too cheesy. Steve Butts is here, state rep. He's probably bored to death hearing
Steve.
Me talk about Dancing with the Stars. What a lead-in, Steve. I apologize for that.
Mark, my granddaughters love Dancing with the Stars, and I do watch it with them, but I'm a big fan of The Voice. That's my show.
I will say that watching it, and I've only watched parts of it, it was pretty fun. You know, we were doing it as a family, and I was trying to play the judge. They have some sort of holiday special on tonight. I think I'm going to be forced to watch that. But I like The Voice as well. You know, our friend Neil Sosik from right here in St. Louis, he made it into the top seven on The Voice, which was very cool. All right, you are running. You're a state rep in South City, running for state senate. You've picked up some endorsements from the St. Louis Police Officers Association and the St. Louis Firefighters Local 73. That's a pretty big deal because you're a Democrat, and it's going to be a Democrat district, but that's significant, Steve. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Mark. And tomorrow evening at the St. Louis Police Officers Association on Hampton, 3710 Hampton, they're throwing a rally fundraiser for me. And I'm super proud of it because it's the city cops and the city firemen, the county cops and the county firemen, and the Ethical Society of Police that traditionally represents black and other minority officers. So to run the table, so to speak, both sides of the city-county divide, and try to bring just a workability, I guess I'd say, with all parties to improve public safety in St. Louis City and St. Louis County is a big deal, and I'm very proud of it, and looking forward to tomorrow night.
All right, big event tomorrow, 5:30 to 7 at the St. Louis Police Officers Association building on Hampton. Real easy to spot that. Yesterday, I know, was the first day that lawmakers like yourselves could pre-file bills in Jefferson City. I mean, realistically, I mentioned this earlier, the session is only like six weeks away, so it's going to be here very quickly. You filed a couple of bills yesterday. Explain what you did.
Yeah, so
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Pre-file the first day. I'll be in Jeff City on Thursday, but I had probably a half a dozen bills that got filed. And a couple of them are ones that I think are important just really in terms of public safety. The very simple one that I wish I could have gotten through last year is a law that would require the sheriff for the city of St. Louis to be post-certified, that is, to hold a valid peace officer's license. Of course, I think it would have helped the city and certainly Alfred Montgomery, because he is not post-certified, does not hold that licensing, and he would have not been able to run for the sheriff, and I think we'd all be better off, including himself personally. But we live to fight that another day. But gun-related issues are a couple things, and you know I'm an avid hunter, and I own multiple firearms myself, and I have for many, many years. And the one that we discussed a little bit on your show, you might recall, with Senator Lamping, was if there were a narrowly tailored red flag law that only tried to intervene when a family member was having a severe mental breakdown, as happened with the young man with the tragic shooting at the high school here in St. Louis City. And so I did craft that. I'll have the final wording tomorrow, and it will be filed Wednesday or Thursday this week. But that is super important to me. The fact that that young man's mother knew he was in trouble, found the weapon, called the police, handed the weapon to the police, and because we don't have an ability to confiscate those weapons, even for a short period of time, and my bill will be 120 days, most of them try to go a year or more, tragically, the weapon was returned to the young man, and we all know what happened just a few days later.
So is this? Are there other pieces of legislation that this is modeled after around the country or not?
Yeah, it's modeled in the sense that red flag laws get filed all the time, both here in Missouri. We don't even get, you know, you like to say we don't get to first base with these laws as Democrats. We don't even get in the batter's box, which is why I stripped this one down to be as narrowly worded as possible to strictly address a severe mental health issue in your own home by your own family member who lives in that home. But yes, they are modeled. It's very broad. Everything from if someone has a restraining order against them, for example, or if you're on a no-fly list, other things. But I just really wanted to address we have to have some way to intervene, that the police can intervene and hold a weapon of someone that their own loved ones know he or she is in serious danger. So I really hope, because it's limited, it gets some traction. I'm going to be pushing hard for it, to be honest.
And by the way, I think it's a good idea. When we talked about the roundtable, I understand the point. Here's my only question about it, though. Do you think, because look, you have to go to court, right? You have to get a court order. Will people actually take the time? These things get complicated, right? People are intimidated by the process. So if they find out, well, I call the police and the police say they can't take the weapon, I have to go to court, are they going to do that? That would be the one question that I would have. How many people will take the time?
I think they would if they knew it was serious. At least there would be an opportunity to do so. But I want, as part of this legislation, that for a limited amount of time, and I'm flexible on these days, that exactly what that mother did when she called the police, that the police could have held that weapon for just 30 days to allow the family member to understand, now here's the process you have to go. We got to get a court order to get this enforced. But who knows, it may not have changed what happened, you know, and we can't go back and correct it. But, you know, a 30-day period might have been just the thing that woman needed to get her son the help that clearly he needed. But it wasn't possible with our current laws.
Look, I support it. I hope you can get something done on this. And I might stop by and see you tomorrow at the St. Louis Police Officers Association.
I don't think
I have any outstanding warrants. I might have to check that first.
Yeah, do check that first.
Yeah, you think I'm joking. Sue's shaking her head in here. There's always that possibility.
There is a chance, Steve.
We'll see you. Thank you, Steve. Take care.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, 5:44, audio cut of the day is coming up. Okay, I just found this story, and it's too juicy of a headline to pass up, so I'm going to share it. This is just something that went up on STL Today a short time ago. Here's the headline. Now, we love our police officers. Steve loves his police officers.
Yes.
But this is about a former Florissant cop that has admitted to stealing nude photos from 20 women during traffic stops.
Oh, boy.
That headline got me, so here we go. A former Florissant police officer on Tuesday admitted to stealing nude photographs and videos from 20 women during traffic stops. Julian Alcala, 30, appeared in federal court alongside his defense attorney, Scott Rosenblum, involved. Oh, he's never involved in things like this. And Jeff Becker. Several of the victims attended the hearing. In the plea agreement, federal prosecutors agreed to drop one felony count of obstructing an investigation by destroying evidence in exchange for his guilty plea to 20 counts of willfully depriving someone of their constitutional rights, privileges, or immunities. The indictment says that Alcala pulled the 20 women over between February and May of 2024, so last year. During each this is just ridiculous.
Jeez.
During each traffic stop, he took the women's cell phones back to his patrol car, telling them he needed to verify their insurance or vehicle registration information. Ladies and gentlemen, don't do that. Do not give the cops your phone under any circumstance. Do not do that. Sorry, police officers, but that is not something people should be doing. Instead, he went through the phone's folders, apps, and text message threads in order to find nude photos and videos of the women. First of all, do women just have a bunch of nude photos on their phones?
I don't.
This is something new to me. So they say Alcala either took photos of those nude pictures, or in at least one instance, he texted a video to his own cell phone. The U.S. attorney, Christine Krug, says, "I'm glad he accepted responsibility." But this is a fascinating case to me. Are you kidding me? What in the world is going on? We might have to get Beavis shotgun. He's one of the attorneys. I love Beavis. He's one of the attorneys for the plaintiffs.
I've got to think that the women, of course, would be embarrassed that this happened and aren't going to really want to come forward. But then eventually there's so many of them that it happens.
But
you'd be so mad.
But you're pulling people over and you say, okay.
What was the guy doing? Okay.
But how do you find?
That's what I mean. Was he scrolling through? Maybe he just mirrored it.
Can you do a search that says?
I don't know.
But isn't that weird that he would find 20, and there'd have to be more than 20, right?
Oh, for sure.
That's a weird story.
Maybe you can make a copy of photos on some, you know, like a share? Maybe he shared them to his phone and then went home and
Oh, you mean shared more than...
You know, he just went up and did like phone sharing.
If you're going through my phone right now, you know what you're going to see? You're going to see pictures of my bunny flopping this morning in very unique ways. You can always see these photos at Mark Talk on Instagram, by the way. You'll see some pictures of my Christmas tree. There's some cookies that I made the other night. My puppy, my daughter, my grandson. I don't have any nude photos on here. I feel a little... Well, left out.
I wonder. I know. I didn't realize that was such a thing.
I didn't know it was a thing either.
Huh.
Becky says, she's listening right now, you can search keywords, nude would show up.
Oh, interesting.
Because like you can search bunny and then it comes up. Okay. Maybe that's
right.
It. I'm going to do that right now and I'm going to put nude in there and
see
what happens. Maybe there's some pictures of my wife in here that I'm unaware of because she's telling me, all right, I'm going to do nude and just see what happens.
Anything?
Yeah, there's four results, but they're all things. One of them's from Evolution Festival because there's a band called The Nude Party.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, I don't know if you heard this. This happened last week. Evolution Festival took a poop. It's gone.
Yeah,
did you know
I
that?
Saw that.
You
I
know, and I'm bummed out about it because, look, they said they're taking a year break. It ain't coming back.
No.
Unfortunately. It's sad. Audio cut of the day coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.